Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and start on our way, Lord. We ask that you bless this segment to be something that is pleasing to your sight and something that will help all of the listeners who are listening at this present time and those who will listen in the future. We continue to ask that you bless each guest who come on the ministry to continue to bless everything that they do and touch that would edify and build up the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And on today, I want to read Psalm 136, and we will read Psalm 136, numbers 1 and 2. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And now the moment you've been waiting for, I would like to introduce you to our guest, who is a woman of God, a wife, mother, and the writer of Angels Never Die. I would like to introduce to some and present to others, Miss Gwendolyn McNutt. Miss McNutt, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. How you doing, Miss Love? How you doing?
Good.
How you
doing
today?
Thank you for
All right.
And thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you a few questions about your book. Is that okay?
It's fine. Great.
Okay. All right. Can you tell me what motivated you to begin writing in the first place?
Well, as my boss was fighting for their life, I decided to keep a journal by writing down what was going on in my life. And I thought it was more easy to cope with what was going on with my sons as they were fighting for their life. When my third child, Karin, died, I decided to write about the story in a book. And, I grieved so hard about it, after he passed away. So I began to question God about why he kept taking my boys, my sons. I couldn't understand how he expect, my husband and I to keep, holding up and keep trusting him and having that faith, and why he keep handing us these tragedies. But anyway, so after I went through all of this, I began to think about, I started writing it in a book, and I said, well, it has to be a meaning for all of this. And once I realized I had turned away from God, and then I realized that without faith, life have no real meaning. So, I started to understand that everything that God does had a purpose. It's a purpose in everything. I knew I needed to write about my journey with the hope that we might be able to help someone else going through the grief of losing a loved one. Now, little did we know that Randall, our fourth son, would also lose his battle with the disease and would die. After Randall he was a young man in college and was engaged to be married, and eventually he died. So, it was kind of hard, and I felt that this book might well be able to help someone else who was going through some of the same tragedy.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. Now, can you tell listeners a little bit about your book and the major theme that you would like for us to receive from reading this particular book?
Well, I just never doubted about fate. It is about my family story, our struggles, how we struggled with, they struggled with two diseases called Fanconi anemia and Wiskott-Alger syndrome. My four boys suffered through, I mean, suffered very long, a long thing, you know, it was a long journey. And my book explained that faith is much more than just faith in God. It's about having faith in your family, having faith in friends. And without it, you know, we just need to have faith in people, have faith in yourself. And it's mm-hmm. about faith, you know, you have to have faith that you can endure all that God has to you. And it is all about maintaining your faith in God, no matter what life deals you. Angel Never Died chronicle both mine and Henry, who is my husband, our life from childhood to our meeting and getting married, all the way up to when we had our six children, two girls and four boys, and then dealing with the two diseases that took our boys. So that's what my book, you know, is based about.
Okay. Now, do you have a favorite chapter, and why would that be your favorite chapter? When I mean a favorite chapter, a chapter that's really touching.
Well, pretty touching to me. I think it is about chapter 18 called The Dream Come True. It's the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They had learned about my boy's diseases and how they were suffering, which is the fatal diseases. Both diseases are fatal. And they gave us a trip to Hawaii. And that kind of like helped us forget about the problem that we were going through and kind of pull ourselves together as a family. So in this chapter, to me, it also expressed some of the happiest moments and, you know, days of our boys. And I can still see the excitement and joy that they had. You know, their eyes just lit up when the Make-A-Wish Foundation gave them their wishes, everything that they wanted, all four boys, whatever they wanted to have, they gave it to them. And it just made me so happy to see them to have the joy that they had. And it also brought the family close, and we got a chance to just be a family. So that chapter 18, is a special chapter.
That's good. Okay. Now, I know this book, and I can already sense this just by reading the synopsis and speaking with you. So what are some of your most memorable moments in the book that you have written? And how were you able to recreate those moments?
Each time all my children was born and every time one of them died was memorable. I did my best to honor my boys' death. I wanted the readers to understand that these four boys were wise beyond their lives, their years. I shared these special moments in this book. They gave me wisdom when they was close to death, and they would try and always try and comfort me. So, that's, you know, those are my members. My members, when they came to Earth, and when they were taken, I'm trying to do my best now is to just push this out there, you know. So, cause I want people to understand that these boys were young, but they, you know, they was wise, and they were trying to comfort me and when they was going through.
That's good. What are some of the challenges in writing a book that's based on your reality opposed to writing just a fiction book just for entertainment? What are some of the challenges?
For nonfiction, I think you should make sure to tell the story the way it happened. And most of the time, we all see things differently, but when it is real, you know, we have to keep it real. And you want to be accurate as possible. After all, people that know you and know about you, they probably be reading the book. And you want to be sure and to honor all those who were involved in your life, you know. And in fishing, there is no remembrance. I mean, it's something you created. And, it's just fiction. You create the story. But reality is right itself.
That's right. Okay. Now, when we speak about reality and we speak about the different memorable chapters, can you tell me a little bit about maybe a favorite part in the book? I know you talked about a favorite chapter, but a favorite part in the book that really is comforting to you and helps you get through the days and things of that nature.
I said page 284 of the book, The Passion. It was a passage from my son. It's a tribute. Apparently, Randy had read it before he died at the service. Someone found it and who placed it on the passion, you know, had a picture and passed the flower out as a memorial. And the passage to me is, I like it because I love it.
right.
It said, to my parents, Henry Gwynn McNutt, the author and co-author of Angels Never Die, I give you with unselfish love the final chapter. This book was created with love from within the heart of my sisters, Adrian and Laverne, and from the members of my three brothers who have all gone before me. I too shall live within. Do not cry for me, as I must leave you for a while. Please do not grieve or shed wild tears. Instead, start out bravely with a gallant smile for my sake and in my name. Live on and keep all things the same. Feed not your loneliness on empty days, but fill each working hour in useful ways. Reach out your hand and comfort and cheer, and I, in return, will comfort you and hold you near. And never, never be afraid to die. For I am waiting for you in the sky, wherever the place is that God has prepared for us. And that it was it's close. I love it. And I assume that Randy wrote it because I've been trying to find the person who where it come from. Nobody never know. So I thank God for that. I'm very close to that part.
Very touching story. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything else you would like to share about your book? Because we still have time to talk about your book and maybe some important things that we didn't cover in the interview.
Well, I just thought that this book, I hope to keep my boys, members alive. I believe that they was put here on this earth for a reason. I wrote this book to honor that time we had together. And I hope someone, the one that is suffering and have lost someone, just a heavy burden, I just hope they will pick up this book and read it. And I hope it will strengthen them, get them strength.
That's right.
Yeah. But I really, it's really, to me, it's a story that I believe will help someone. Because my life has been filled with tragedy. And I wouldn't trade my journey for anything. I have learned it that along with great tragedy come great blessing. And
that's
it kind of balances it out. God blessed me with my husband and six children, four boys and two girls, who have brought this infinite joy to our life. During this journey, we lost all four of our boys to two rare blood disorders called Fanconi-Anemia, which is called Aldrich syndrome. But through all the hardship and the endless night of worrying, the hundreds of trips up and down those lonely highways to the hospital, and the crushing financial burden placed upon our family, I have, through faith, continued to embrace my life. To this day, I continue to experience the blessings of my two daughters and my two grandchildren. And this book is about my journey. It's about one of love, loss, and faith, and important of cherishing every moment you share every moment with your loved one, but as long as we are on this earth, always cherish every moment that you have with your loved one. Don't take it for granted. So.
That's right. And, you know, as I was sitting here looking at some of the things that your book contains and listening to how you responded to the interview questions, one thing that I can say is, you know, when we lost our niece and she was 10 years old, you know, it's very normal for people to have questions. And one thing I really like that you said is that, you know, although you went through that phase of asking God why, you also held on to your faith, which is very important, holding on to your faith and continuing to have your sons who have passed away continue to keep their dream alive, you know, because God talks about eternal life. You know, we're gone out of the body, but we're still with Jesus Christ. So they're
That's
still
right.
experiencing, you know, you can still experience eternal life. And I really admire you for saying that you still have faith in God, you still believe in God.
Right. And sometimes I want to say that when we're going through some things, and we, you know, I pray so hard, and my family, we pray so hard for our boy's deliverance and hoping they would get healed from their complaints and their condition. But, and I realized that, and I began to, I wonder, Lord, why are you not healing these children? I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm doing everything to, you know, hoping to turn this thing around. But, and I realize now that he really still wants us to trust him, even if he said, no, I'm not going to give you what you think you should have. And
right.
I'm not going to, if you think you should be delivered, and I don't think that you need to get your delivery, the answer is no. And so we still got to trust him, no matter how the hand that he deals to us. He wants us to trust him. And because he trusts in us to go through what he handed out to us. As they say, otherwise, I don't think he would put this, you know, this condition on us, tragedy on us, if he didn't think we could handle it.
That's right. That's the main thing. That's right. And what would you say, you know, we hear a lot about our youth dying because of violence and things like that, and so the grief is still the same because you're missing a child or you're missing children. What kind of comforting things or advice could you give parents who are still grieving over their children, even if it's been 10 or 15 years, and that's expected? You know, what type of advice could you give them?
Well, my advice is that somehow we don't want to accept. You know, we're still fighting. We feel wondering why. We still want to know what could we have done. But I would think it's just, you know, we just have to just trust God and say, Lord, I know
right.
you know what's going on. You know, you wouldn't have taken this person if you over life and death. And I have to accept it. You got to accept it, because if you don't accept it, you probably will just go, you know, just lose it. So eventually I had to come to the point of, you know, I have to accept this, Lord. And I got to trust you. You know what the problem is. You know how much I can bear. And if I couldn't bear it, you would not put this on me. And I could think about it. I said, my journey, I would not take anything for it now. I wouldn't take it. Whatever I had to go through with the same thing, I would still just say I wouldn't take anything else but what I got to go through with. Because the Lord knows he put me on this earth. He knew that I was going to go through and what I was going to go through with before I even came to this earth. And so that's what I'm here for his purpose.
Right. That's right. Wow. Okay. And my last question, now that I'm thinking about it when I'm sitting here, if you feel comfortable sharing, do you have any lasting impressions that you remember each one of your children by, something unique about each one of them, if you feel comfortable speaking about that?
Well, to me, what I feel comfortable about is the good. I try to remember the good, the joyful time that I had with them. And with one of my sons, Adam, he was a very curious child. And he liked to, you know, well, you don't know, but he liked to do things. He was curious. And I remember a fun time that we had about him is when I went to a beautician and I took my children with me, and I was going to go tell my daughter to go to the store and get something to eat. And I thought maybe they had gotten hungry, but he was so impatient. So this lady was sitting there. She was, she was using tobacco and snuff, and she was spinning in a Coke can. And so he kept easing around and easing around. I guess he wanted to get him a drink or something. And before I can say, don't get it, he went and got her snuff that she had put in and drank it. And in front of him,
oh my.
He got so sick. And I was like, now see, we had told him not to be, he liked doing stuff like that. So, and it was like funny to us. And he learned his lesson about not doing, just trying to hurry up and do stuff when he's not supposed to. Mm-hmm. So he got a chance to drink the latest stuff that she had in the can. And he was too sick to walk home because it was walking distance from our house to the beautician. And he was too sick to walk home because the snuff had him so sick. And we just teased him about it so much. That was really funny about him. And he was good about doing stuff like that. So my other son, Henry, he was just a person that, he was my oldest son, and he liked to smile and just laugh. He had one of the brightest smiles. And he was a child that liked to give to people. And he was just a cheerful giver. And my youngest son, Carl, he was a little boy who liked to tease his dad all the time. He runs and as fast as he can when he see his dad sitting in a chair in his room. He would just run really fast by the door. And just to have his dad say, well, what was that just past the door? Was it a rabbit? What was that? Was it a bird? And he just loved doing that. And he would lay on his bed and say, this is my big pillow. And my son, Randall, he was a very sweet child. He was just spoiled. He was mama's boy. The reason he was like that is because he was the last one to die. And we kind of spoiled him, and, he just enjoyed it, and everybody called him mama's boy. So that was very, I liked that part because it's a joy, and I don't want to dwell on the sad part of my life, And
that's right.
And it's a lot of good stuff, in the book, and I believe that it will help someone to, it will motivate them into wanting to do better, and not want to just take your own life. And at one point, I felt that there was something that I wanted to do. I remember I wanted to just go into a closet and just destroy my life. But I found out, the Lord just gave me strength. He gave me the strength to just come out of the closet and do better. I give you, he said, his grace is sufficient. So he gave me that grace. He gave me that strength. And from then on, I've been going.
Good.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. And Ms. McNutt, I can see your book later on being turned into like a movie or something. And I can also see maybe, you speaking to different individuals because many times some of us take life for granted. And so we live recklessly. We do things because we think we're invincible. But there is an appreciation of life. And I think your story is very touching. I think that your story should be shared, not only on this ministry and other ministries that you've been on or radio stations, but it really should be shared because a lot of us, we take our lives for granted, and God doesn't have to, give us life, And so I really like, what you wrote. I really like the title, Angels Never Die, and that's a true statement. And, how can individuals get your book or receive your book? What website is your book on?
Well, they can go to gwenmcnutt.com. It's gwenmcnutt.com. And you can go there and you click in on that and you can purchase the book. And you can also go to Amazon, amazon.com, and create space. So if you go to Gwen McNutt, you can see all different areas that you can publish the book. I mean, get purchased the book.
And let me ask you this last question. I promise this is the last question.
What are your
we still have a long time. What are your long and short-term goals with this particular book and project?
Well, my longest
or have you thought about it?
My longest goal on it? I didn't understand the question. Oh, the longest goal.
What are your, like, what do you plan to do with the book?
Oh, what I plan to do with the book is continue to, I wanted to have it into different stores, like the major bookstores. And also, I'm looking forward to having to be a movie, to going to a theater. And I have that faith. I just believe it's going to happen. So this is my goal.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
I don't doubt God for anything. I just know he'll do it.
That's right. That's right, Ms. McNutt. Now, is there anything else that's on your heart that you would like to share before we conclude our interview?
I don't think so. I just want to thank you so much, Ms. Love, for having me on your broadcast. And I, you know, I just appreciate it so much. And I just want to say a little bit about my my girls, my two daughters. I would like to say that I really appreciate them for them having the necessary, you know, just giving me have the attention with my boys. They was, you know, they could have been not let me, you know, just my husband and I to get a chance to deal with our sons like we did, but they gave us the necessary attention. And I thank God for those two girls, my two daughters. And my husband, he is the rock, you know, that we share our bad times and our good times together. And we're still together. And we could not have done that except through God's help. So most people that are going through with tragedy, sometimes they blame each other so much until they separate one another. And the children just, you know, they go just gone. But I thank God that how he has kept us together. And that's about as much as I'm going to tell you right now. But I do appreciate you for letting me come to on your broadcast.
Okay, then. And thank you so much. And may God continue to bless each endeavor that you have.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Gwendolyn McNutt, and the title of her particular project or book is entitled Angels Never Die. And, of course, it is a story that is about her four sons who passed away. And so, therefore, this is a very touching and inspiring story. I have read some of the synopsis parts of the particular story, and it's very interesting. So as she said, if you would like to purchase the book, it's on Amazon.com, and then she also said if you go to her website, which is GwenMcNutt.com, then you're able to also purchase that particular book. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and transition into our announcements. And the first announcement is to be sure to continue to uplift and encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Spiritual Guide on the Go is in your local bookstores. If you would go to BarnesandNobles.com online, Fawless.com online, that's FOYLES.com online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, AmazonUK.com, you will find a Spiritual Guide to Go by Dr. Alfreda Love. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for at least 171 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, continue to make sure that you're encouraging yourself and continue to make sure that you continue to trust in God with all of your heart. Speaking of heart, on October the 4th, we will have a Unity in the Community in Fort Worth, Texas. Please come out to see Ms. Angelia Robinson. If you recall, she played on one of Tyler Perry's movies entitled The Haves and Have-Nots. She's also a psalmist. She sings for God as well, so we want to come out and support her. And I want to play this commercial so that you can share this particular commercial with your family and friends.
Harmony,
oneness,
change,
peace,
and unity is what the world needs. Join me in crossing the bridge of togetherness on October 4th, 2014 from 12 to 7 p.m. at Unity in the Community, a fun-filled event with food, live entertainment, dance workshops, vendors, fellowship, and much more. Unity in the Community will be held at the historic Grand Theater, 1100 Fabian Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. For information or to become a vendor, contact 781-797-0619. Be the change you want to see, starting with Unity in the Community, sponsored by The Voice at the Fishbowl Radio Network, 619 Productions, Foodland, number 53, and many more.
All right, so that's the Unity in the Community event, which is on October the 4th in Fort Worth, Texas. You can inbox me for more information. In addition to that, also make sure that you govern yourselves accordingly to the particular announcements for the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Perkley is our pastor. We're having our Mission Sunday, which is on the fifth Sunday, and you're cordially invited. In addition to that, we are having a play in September, and I will have a specific date and time. Be sure to come out to that. You will enjoy it. It has a lot of not only interesting but funny parts in it, but it also teaches a lesson that unity and cohesiveness in choirs and in the church is very important, so it's very important that we do that. In addition to that, I want to engage you in a few webinars. I'm actually setting up a plan for how we will have the webinars, but I do know that one particular topic, a huge topic in our webinars, is saving our men, saving our boys. And so we're going to really focus on that, and we're talking about of all colors, all races, because, as I said before, we need to make sure that we're raising our children and our youth in a manner in which they should be raised. And so it's actually for all youth. And in addition to that, the webinars will contain health aspects. Of course, religion is number one on the list. I will have many artists, gospel artists preferably, and other artists as well, who will come on to the different webinars. Also, be sure to continue to watch the Facebook page under Afreda Love. That's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Gospel artists, promoters, actors, actress, writers, promoters, publicists, any type of positive community leader, please connect with Afreda Love. That's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. I would love to have you on this ministry. You can connect with me, as I said before, emonya_love@yahoo.com. So I want you to please connect with me on that. In addition to that, continue to let your friends know about the Love Live Jesus Ministry page, which is entitled I Got to Have Faith. Please connect with me on there. As you know, I will have other guests who will come on the ministry. We have an actress. We have an author. We have other individuals who will come on the ministry and share their particular gifts with us. Matter of fact, if you come tomorrow at around 10 o'clock, we will have another individual who will come and share the gift that God has given. And in order for you to know who it is, you have to come back on tomorrow at 10 o'clock because I want to make sure that you know who will be on the ministry. In addition to that, as I said before, just continue to pray one for another. We do know that the holiday is coming up on Monday, and so we have a long weekend. So if you plan to go out to the lake, just be cautious of the water. Take a life jacket and a life. You need a lifeguard too, yes. And just have a good time. And as far as school news is concerned, the youth news, let's continue to make sure that you put the children to bed on time, which means a decent time in which they're able to get up and function in the mornings. Let's make sure that if they bring work home, this is nationwide, let's make sure that they're actually doing their work. Let's make sure that we continue to teach them to respect adults, and respect means doing what they're asked to do. In addition to that, go ahead and begin to be safe and make sure that everyone around you is safe. And continue to listen to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, because the Love Live Jesus Ministry will continue to listen to you, because we have a big investment in the people, because we want to not only be a ministry that spreads the word, but a ministry that listens to the word that's coming forth from others as well. I want to thank in advance God. I want to thank my family and my friends for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry. I want to thank all of you for your just reaching out and extending and all of that. I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me. As I said before, be sure that you come back on tomorrow morning, because I will have a special guest. So be sure to come back on tomorrow morning. And just be sure to continue to trust in God, because God trusts in us. Before I bid you farewell, I have to do this, and I said I was going to do this on every ministry. I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is very faithful. He's more faithful to us than we are to him. He seeks us out. He looks for us. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to do well. There is nothing on this earth that the Lord would not do for us. There's nothing, you know, in this world that the Lord, you know, the Lord would do anything for us, but we have to believe and trust in him, and we have to make sure that we are in the will of God. And if we remain in the will of God, we can continue to do what the Lord has asked us to do. But we must remain in the will of God. It's very important that we remain in the will of God. Okay? And so before we leave out, and before I tell you who's going to be on the ministry tomorrow, God's will, I want you to listen to this song again entitled His Faithful by Miss Karen. And I want you to really think about where you stand, not your neighbor, not anybody else, but where do you stand when we talk about the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And on tomorrow when I finish interviewing, I'm going to, or maybe Sunday, I'm going to play my song list, because I'm still entering MP3 song lists. But where do you stand with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? A lot of people don't believe that the Lord is coming back or that he's here, but he is, and the Lord is calling roll. And we want to make sure that when the Lord calls our name that we're ready. You know, I was reading a few articles, and people perish accidentally. They perish without being able to tell people goodbye. And you live each day. We live each day. But we live each day in love. We live each day without regrets. And so make it a goal that when you go to bed at night, that you live without regrets. Because as we said, no man knows the day nor the hour. And we are obedient unto God, not to please ourselves or to make ourselves happy. That's a feeling. We obey God because we know about eternal life, because we know about favor, because we know about what the Lord is going to do for us, and because we know that the Lord is the Lord, and whenever we need him, we're able to call on him. But see, obedience is not, as I said before, about feeling happy. We feel happy because we're obedient unto God, and because it's favor, and because God says, I will give you eternal life. That's why we're obedient unto God, because he has promised us something. It's just like a child. A child doesn't obey because they feel happy. They obey, first of all, because it may be that their parents, that's an expectation, and secondly, because they know they get to go to McDonald's every Friday if they do. So we want to make sure as Christians that we obey God because of who he is, first of all, the respect that we have for God, the expectation that God has for us, and then because of the promises that God has made. God is our Father. And so just as a parent, just like you, you know, you tell your child, and I know everybody does it, you know, these are my expectations. I expect for you to go to school and act right. And if you do, on Fridays, we will take you to lunch or something like that. Well, the Lord does the same thing, but the Lord has expectations for us. So I really want you to think about what is your relationship with God. And I know that some of you are saying, but I can't go to church. You know, church is just not for me right now. Well, it may not be for you, but the church starts in your heart. So if you start listening to the Love of Jesus ministry or any ministry, and any ministry that is focusing on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you begin to read the Word of God, and you begin to listen to songs that are conducive to the will of God and the promise of God, the Lord will begin to ease you into the mainstream of wanting to go into His house. But you have to get comfortable and have a relationship with God. God says anybody is allowed into His house. It doesn't matter who you are. But it's our conscience that keeps us out of the house of the Lord because we're not connected to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so you don't want to go into a stranger's house. So the Lord's house is like a stranger's house because you don't feel comfortable in there. You know who the Lord is because of stories that people tell or because you listen to radio stations that promote Jesus Christ, but you don't know Him for yourself. The Lord is saying today, He says, get to know Him so that when you go into the house of the Lord, so that your feet, when your feet are walking into the path of righteousness and enters into the house of the Lord, you will feel comfortable. You will feel in place. The Lord says His house is always open. His house is always open with the Word of God. He said, but what keeps us out of the church is our conscience. Our conscience keeps us out because we say, you know, I really don't feel comfortable going into the house of the Lord because I really don't know who the Lord is. I've heard about Him. I've heard Big Mama say something about Him. I've listened to the Love of Jesus ministry. I've heard That's Love, Afrita, Coach Love say something about it. I've heard my mother say something, my father say something, my sister, my brother. But I really don't know Him for myself, so no, I don't feel comfortable going to the church. That's fine. Listen to the Love Lift Jesus ministry. Listen to the words. Allow the words to minister to you. Pray unto God. Read the Bible. And the Lord will begin to lead you to where you need to go. So without further ado, this is Ms. Karen Shoel, and it's entitled, He is Faithful and God is Faithful.
Jesus, I love You so much. You've been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. What I thought not pray, still in love,
selfishly reaching out for what pleased me. Still in love, he's proved faithful to me. But every time I come back to him,
Miss Karen with He Is Faithful. And as I said before, it is very important that we understand and recognize that the Lord is faithful and that he's calling us each and every day of our lives. On tomorrow, I will have Miss Kiara. She's a producer and director of many films. So we're going to welcome her to the ministry on tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we really want you to come out and listen to the Love Lift Jesus ministry on tomorrow. So we pray that you do that. In addition to that, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.